Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to the PNC studio at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, Bears close out their home season against the Redskins. Redskins has a tough outing on Monday Night Football. What are your expectations for this game from the Bears' perspective?
Well, I think from the Bears' perspective, it's still a chance to evaluate some pretty heavy-duty positions, whether you're talking about quarterback, receiver, linebacker, cornerback, safety. There's a lot of players' future that comes into the mix. And one thing that's challenging to players is how committed are you towards the end of the season? If you don't have a lot to play for in terms of playoff, how mentally prepared are you for what the opponent is going to show you? You have a short week considering Sunday to Saturday, but Washington has a shorter week considering Monday night to Saturday. So I do think you have to approach this game as you're getting ready for the biggest game of your career. And that's the one way that you can make sure the coaches have a quality end result of the evaluation they have from you, from the scouts to the coaches. So I think this game is as equally as important for every guy taking the field as it is from the first game of the year to the last game of the year that will get you in the playoffs.
Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins has been ultra productive this year. I think he's second in the NFL in yards behind Drew Brees. Thought he was a little inconsistent, though, against the Panthers. Didn't play as well as usual. His tight end Reed has been hurting, but he still has Pierre Garçon and Sean Jackson, and so he's got some weapons out there. What is the challenge for the Bears in terms of pressuring him and getting to him? Because the Redskins don't allow a lot of sacks.
Kirk Cousins was a leading rusher last night at 2 carries for 11 yards. I think the running back, what do they call him, Fat Robert Kelly or something? That's a nickname.
Fat Rob, right.
Fat Rob. I think he had 9 carries for 8 yards or something. So if you can limit the success of the running game, that puts more pressure on the quarterback to be the reason that you succeed. And so now if you do take the running game away, I think that puts a lot of pressure on Kirk Cousins to be the number one quarterback that they see him as.
Let me ask you a follow-up to that then. What happened to the Bears' run defense in their most recent game? They had not given up a run of over 30 yards, and then they gave up 3 in one game to the Packers.
Who was playing quarterback? Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a lot different defensively than any other quarterback you're going to play. So, again, I think it's the defense is according to the quarterback you're playing. So I'm saying if you can limit the success of the running game, it puts more pressure on the quarterback to be successful.
Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. Matt Barkley has performed well, I think, in his 4 starts. He's got to eliminate the turnovers, obviously, though. What are you looking for from him moving forward in this game and in the season finale against the Vikings?
You know, I think it's a combination. If you get the offensive line that protects the quarterback, he's going to efficiently throw the ball downfield. If you have a quality running game, it's going to make sure that you have the defense concerned about stopping Jordan Howard, and it's going to give Matt Barkley downfield opportunities. And I think Matt Barkley is probably one of the most resilient quarterbacks that I've seen around here in a long time, because if there is a turnover, he doesn't go into a shell. His confidence is amplified. And then if you speed up the process of the game, his thinking process is even quicker at that point. So I really like what I see out of Matt Barkley. And you talk about a position of concern for the future of the Bears. It is the quarterback position.
Tom, you were on a lot of great teams here in Chicago, some that weren't so great. When you look at these last 2 games in terms of building momentum, obviously everyone's worried about the evaluation of the players, but do you think, can you build momentum going to the offseason, or is that a fallacy in terms of winning these last 2 games?
Oh, I think you can build momentum, no doubt about it. Your job is on the line. Your livelihood as a professional athlete hangs out there in your next performance. So that's what you have to do. If you're a young person, you got to thrive. You got to hope you have the opportunity to have these game reps to keep more evidence of you on tape, and then they want to see the effort that you give, your ability to catch a ball in traffic, to make a block on the outside, and then the quarterback position, running back position, you think about the youth attached to it. If you can develop along that growth process, now you start being included in the off-season thoughts rather than trying to get someone in there in place of you. So, you know, whether you're a guy like DeAndre Hall or Jordan Howard, you know, every one of those guys should be able to look for important reps that will help decide their future.
This guy took a lot of important reps during his career, and now is my favorite part of our little show, Tom's Take, where we reflect on one of his memories from his playing career against the team that we're facing this week, the Washington Redskins. Tom, I know you probably don't care, but I was in the stands, 1985, Bears, Redskins. A lot of memorable plays in that game. I remember Willie Gault returning a kickoff for a touchdown.
Yep.
But the one that stands out is Jim McMahon handing the ball to Walter Payton, turning, stopping, throwing to Jim McMahon for a touchdown, Peyton to McMahon touchdown. What do you remember? You were on the field blocking. I was in the stands.
Toss 29 throwback. That was the play. And I think whenever you heard that play called, it really excited everybody in the huddle because you knew that you were going to toss the ball to Walter Payton. He was going to fake the sweep. There was going to be two pulling offensive linemen out in front of him, myself and Mark Bortz. And then Jim McMahon was going to sneak out the backside and run a pattern into the end zone. And Walter Payton could throw a ball as well as any quarterback in the league. I mean, with distance, accuracy, a pretty spiral. And he threw it to the back corner of the end zone. McMahon caught the backside of that football, and it was a touchdown. The stands, it created a roar. Just the enthusiasm, the headbutts for everybody that went around to that team. It was always great to see Walter Payton do something that was unexpected of a running back, but he always did it with such greatness. And to see Walter Payton do that and to be a part of that play, you know, it's kind of one of those plays that will stick in your mind forever.
Tom, great stuff as always. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for watching Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.